breaking news. You might remember back in February, a man was bashed so badly he was put in an induced coma, and he was bashed by five Churchland Senior High School students. They have appeared in court this afternoon with a sentencing. Kate Headley, watoday.com.au deputy editor, can tell you more from the courthouse. Kate, what's happened?
Good afternoon, Oliver. Four of the five students are former Churchland students now. All the boys were expelled after the attack. Four of the five will spend their first night in detention this evening, tonight. A range of immediate sentences handed down, ranging from 14 months to 7 months. One of the four boys received a detention term. This was suspended for 7 months. So, like I said, the maximum term the boys received was 14 months. But this boy will be eligible for release after 7 months. All of them will be eligible for release after they've served half their term.
Now, we remember back in February as well, in that sickening attack, it was caught on CCTV, a footage, Kate, of this particular bloke who was alleged of taking some sneakers, some sand shoes off a bus.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go so far as to say alleged, Ollie. I mean, he was suspected by one of these young boys. There's no proof.
Incorrectly, yes.
And even if there had been, as the judge was saying, there's no excuse for this kind of vigilantism. They showed the footage in court today. It was indeed sickening. It probably lasted not quite even 30 seconds, but this victim's life has been changed forever. He came very close to losing his life and will struggle for the rest of his life because of this.
Very difficult for Matthew Henson for the rest of his life. We can read all about it at watoday.com.au. Kate Headley, thank you very much.